to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, May 16th. We'll be taking a look at President Trump delivering remarks overseas as his tour has continued in the Middle East. And our full weather forecast is on the way as well. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It's 62 degrees here on this Friday morning. Jeff Collier has launched his campaign for governor in Kansas. He did hold the office previously, 7 years ago, after Governor Sam Brownback was selected for a position in the Trump administration. Dr. Collier says some of his focus, if he's elected governor, will be on lowering taxes and adding high-paying jobs. President Trump delivering remarks at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar on his trip to countries in the Middle East.
The president delivered what felt at times like a campaign rally-like speech at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. The president touching on a lot of subjects, including doubling down on the need for the U.S. to spend more on its military to obtain peace through strength.
As president, my priority is to end conflicts, not start them, but I will never hesitate to wield American power if it's necessary to defend the United States of America or our partners.
Throughout his travels, the president has also touted new economic investments Mideast countries say they'll make in the U.S., including Qatar's decision to buy up to 210 new Boeing aircraft.
And that's Fox's Mark Meredith with that report at the White House. There are plans to install gates at Sim Park in West Wichita. Park officials say the gates will be installed in the coming weeks at entryways to the park at Sim Park Drive and Aminin and Murdoch. The city began enforcing overnight closures at Sim Park last fall because of increased criminal activity, such as shootings and street racing. The city announced at that time that it wanted to install an automated gate system. The Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over President Donald Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship and the scope of judicial injunctions.
The administration's lawyer argued today that a single district court should not be able to overrule the president coast to coast. Justice Jackson suggested that the alternative, though, could force thousands of individuals to file lawsuits. At one point, Chief Justice John Roberts put the brakes on Justice Sotomayor. Well, the birthright citizenship question rests on the interpretation of the 14th Amendment, particularly the line subject to the jurisdiction thereof. On that, the justices had practical questions like, if nationwide injunctions are struck down, would a newborn baby citizenship be determined by where the hospital's located?
And that's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report from the nation's capital. We're just weeks from hurricane season. The head of FEMA not ready yet.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, yet the newly appointed head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency acknowledged in private meetings the agency lacks a complete disaster response plan. And that, according to the Wall Street Journal, has agency staff worried. In a video viewed by the Journal, Acting Director David Richardson, who has no background in emergency management, told staff he's 80 to 85% done with the plan. FEMA's reportedly struggling with staffing shortages and uncertainty after President Trump said he wanted to dismantle the agency. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A traveler at a rest stop was seriously injured yesterday afternoon, hit by a vehicle at the Towanda service area on the Kansas Turnpike. This was just after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A car was backing away from the gas pumps. The driver did not see the pedestrian from behind. That pedestrian, a 65-year-old woman from Lawrence, was knocked to the ground and hit her head. The emergency crews came to the scene. She was transported to a hospital with serious injuries. The driver was a 61-year-old woman from Florence, Kansas. Something that was thought to be cheap turns out to be priceless. And what is the fastest growing city in America? Have that for you coming up, plus your traffic and weather as well. You're on a Friday morning on your commute. KNSS News Time, 8:05. 808 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, we all thought it was a cheap copy of the Magna Carta at Harvard. Turns out it's an extremely rare 13th century royal document.
Researchers have determined the copy Harvard purchased for a mere $30 was really a version issued by Britain's King Edward I. The Magna Carta was established in 1215. It holds that the king is subject to law, and that has formed the basis for constitutions ever since. The researchers used ultraviolet light and spectral imaging to help determine the age and authenticity of the document. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, we're not all that far from the fastest growing city in America.
Have you ever been to Princeton, Texas? It's about an hour north of Dallas and is now home to 37,000 people. The U.S. Census Bureau says that makes it America's fastest growing city. Just a few years ago, only 18,000 people lived there. Last year alone, the population grew 30%. According to Princeton Mayor Eugene Escobar, the reason why so many people move there is simple. It's cheaper to buy a home there than in neighboring cities. Real estate website Zillow says the typical home in Princeton is valued at around $325,000. You can compare that with $685,000 in nearby Frisco. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Traffic volume still fairly heavy out there, and we've still got some areas that you need to watch out for. We have a stalled out vehicle southbound on I-235, it's right at K-42. We've got a stalled out vehicle westbound on Kellogg, right around Dugan Road. And this morning, the traffic volume's lightening up in some areas, but still fairly heavy out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers. And we take a look at our weather forecast heading into the weekend in mid-May. Let's check in with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Overall, quiet through our Friday before weekend storm chances start to ramp up. We'll have mostly sunny skies today. Going to be warm again, too, with a high of 83 degrees and a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Be weather aware this weekend. Strong and severe storms are going to be possible, especially by Sunday. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky, a breeze out of the southwest. It is 62 degrees here on this Friday morning, May 16th. It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And as we do every Friday morning at this time, let's check in with Jamel Holler-Perrick and see what's going on here in town. Visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great day. It's Woohoo Friday. We made it to Friday. You gotta love that. Hey, we have a big basketball tournament coming to town, so you're going to see a lot of basketball players walking around the city and doing different things. It is the NXT Pro Basketball Tournament all weekend long. They'll be playing at venues, the Sports Forum, Wichita Hoops, our YMCA. 600 teams will be here, and these athletes will get to showcase their skills in front of hundreds of college coaches. So it's kind of a neat thing that we get to host it, and these great athletes are here. So if you see some basketball players out and about, give them a warm welcome. We're glad they're here. They're staying in our hotels, eating at our restaurants, going to our attractions, and we love that. And then we have the Midwest R&B Fest. This is Sunday at 6 p.m. This is going to be great. It's over at The Wave, which is a fabulous venue this time of year. If you haven't been there, go check it out. But this will be a celebration of rhythm, soul, and smooth vibes. John B., Kiki Wyatt, Frankie J., some of the people who will be playing at the Midwest R&B Fest. It's Sunday at 6 p.m. at The Wave. And then we have Symphony in the Gardens. This is Friday night, 6 p.m., and it is going to be fun. Wichita Symphony will play, and while you can just wander through the beautiful gardens, it's great sound, great visuals, over there at Botanica, 6 p.m., so get your tickets, get over there, and listen to some great symphony in the beautiful gardens at Botanica. And a lot more happening in Wichita, and you can go to visitwichita.com, click on events, and you can find out everything that's going on, the times, and locations. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll see you.
Thank you, Jamel. Finding out what's going on in Wichita. Very busy.
Fun.
You can check it out. And like she said, check out more things if you want to find something to do at visitwichita.com. Thank you, Jamel. It's 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here we are on this Friday morning in May.
It's May 16th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. Started in 2009, the day is meant to show our neighbors that we appreciate them and to show a manner of love and respect to one another. How can you take part in the day? Well, check in on an elderly neighbor and see if they're okay, or simply drop them a note and let them know you're thinking of them. Also on this date, in 1929, the first Academy Awards were presented in ceremonies that don't resemble anything like the red carpet extravaganzas of today. The silent film Wings earned the top honor, taking home the Outstanding Picture Award. No radio or television even recorded the event. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Henry Fonda, born in 1905, and singer Janet Jackson, born in 1966. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
All right, impress your friends and colleagues. Here's everything you need to know about the remote control.
Believe it or not, there was a time when changing the channel meant getting up and turning a dial. Remotes started showing up in the 1950s, but they were clunky. Some were wired, others used light beams that didn't work well in sunlight. The real game changer came in the early 1980s with infrared remotes. Instead of sound or visible light, they used invisible light to send signals directly to the TV. They were simple, reliable, and not affected by background noise or sunlight. Zenith played a key role in the development and popularization of infrared remote controls, helping to standardize the technology across the television industry. By the late 80s, infrared remotes were common in most homes. And just like that, the need to get up and change the channel was gone, probably leading to more time on the couch and maybe a few extra pounds, too. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
So wait a minute. No mention of the ones that actually clicked, that gave us the word clicker, today. Because I remember those. You press down on the thing, and when you press down just hard enough, it made a very high-pitched sort of click.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would pick up on that audibly, and then it would change the channel for you, or not, because they didn't work all that well. But still, I remember those. But no mention of those.
Well, you just mentioned it.
Well, it was a,
got it in there.
That was a Zenith thing, too, if I remember correctly, although I imagine others probably did it. My grandfather had a Zenith that had a clicker, no batteries necessary. It just made a clicking noise.
Yeah, we grew up with a Zenith, too. That was big stuff.
Yeah.
It's 8:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Louis Pugh is 55 years old. He's kind of followed an unspoken rule during his career. He's one of the world's most daring endurance swimmers. That rule is don't talk about sharks. But he's going to break that rule, and he's going to do a swim around Martha's Vineyard, where the movie Jaws was filmed 50 years ago. Louis Pugh is a British South African. He's the first person to complete a long-distance swim in every ocean in the world. Now, for this swim around Martha's Vineyard, the water is 47 degrees, so it's really nice and warm. He will wear just trunks, a cap, and goggles. And man, will he be cold. So he began his endeavor just after the New England Aquarium confirmed the first white shark sighting of the season earlier this week off the coast of Nantucket, just in time for Jaws 50 years later. This guy is going to swim around Martha's Vineyard ahead of the 50th anniversary of Jaws, the movie.
Ah, he'll be fine.
You might need a bigger boat, but he'll be fine. 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We will start out with college baseball. Wichita State and Memphis began a three-game series last night at X Stadium. The scenario is all right there. The winner of this series will keep the season alive and head to the conference tournament next week. The loser of this series will head home. The season's over. So, pretty important to get off to a good start in this one, and the Shockers were able to accomplish some of that. Got some guys' offense going for the third game in a row. The Shockers putting up a lot of runs. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1-1 pitch. Hit right up the middle. It's going to drop for a base hit. Here's the lead runner around third coming to the plate. The throw goes toward third. Dernan hustling back to second. They don't make a throw. And Zeb Henry with a huge two-out base hit makes it 7-5 Shockers.
All right, some nice runs there. The Shocker bullpen then trying to close down the Tigers the rest of the way.
1-2 pitch. Struck him out and the ball game is over. Aaron Arnold strikes out Creek Robertson. He sets down Memphis 1-2-3 in the ninth, and Wichita State has taken the opening game of this series 9-5. The Shockers are one win away from the postseason tournament.
All right, yeah. And you get a win, and it's Dollar Hot Dog Night. Everybody wins, right? All right, so the Shockers now just need one win either tonight or tomorrow afternoon to qualify for the conference tournament, get to play next week. All right. Memphis at Wichita again tonight. So you got 6 o'clock tonight and then 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on Senior Day. Shockers honoring the 15 seniors on the roster. Mike Kennedy has live coverage of Shocker baseball tonight and tomorrow afternoon. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are in interleague play this weekend at Kauffman Stadium, hosting their cross-state rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, in interleague play. Cardinals have won 10 of their last 11. Royals have dropped 4 of their last 5. And you can hear 2 Royals games this weekend over on KFH, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Listen to those games live over on KFH for the Royals and the Cardinals. Minor League Baseball, Wichita Wind Surge losing 5-3 downtown at Equity Bank Park last night, leaving both teams tied for first place atop the division. And 3 more home games for the Surge this weekend, 6:35 tonight, 4:05 tomorrow, 1:05 on Sunday. So that's what the Wind Surge has going on this weekend, home games as well downtown. College women's golf, the NCAA championships beginning today in Carlsbad, California, and Kansas State and Kansas are both in the field. K-State women's golf is at the Nationals for the first time ever. And the KU ladies are in for the first time in 11 years. It's been a while. So good luck to the Jayhawks and the Wildcats at the NCAA Women's Golf Championships out in Carlsbad, California. On the Pro Golf Tour, on the PGA Tour, it's another major underway. The PGA Championship at Quail Ridge in Charlotte. After round one, the leader is a guy that won the Wichita Open 15 years ago, Jonathan Vegas, at the age of 40. He shot a 7-under par 64 yesterday, got a 2-stroke lead atop the leaderboard at the PGA Championship. He has never finished in the top 20 in a major, ever. And now he's the leader after round one of the PGA Championship at Quail Ridge in Charlotte. Good stuff there. Pro basketball in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets had to win to keep their season alive last night in Denver, and they did. The Nuggets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 119-107 in Game 6. So that series is now tied at 3 games apiece. Whoever wins the next one moves on. Starring for the Nuggets last night, Christen Braun, the former Kansas Jayhawk. A career playoff high, 23 points. He also had 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Boy, Christen Braun came up big for the Nuggets last night. That series tied at 3 games apiece in the NBA. And a happy birthday today to a pretty good pitcher that came through town. Rick Rushel is 76 years old today. Rick pitched for the Wichita Arrows in 1972. I think you could pretty much tell he was ready to get to the big leagues. He was 9-2 with the Arrows with a 1.3 earned run average, 3 shutouts. Then he went on to pitch for 19 years in the big leagues, including very productive years with the Chicago Cubs, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the San Francisco Giants, finishing his career with 214 wins, more than 2,000 strikeouts, and a 3-time All-Star. Pretty good pitcher that came through here and played for the Arrows, Rick Rushel. His birthday. He is 76 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A traffic and weather update is on the way. And President Trump says no nuclear weapons for Iran. That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. And that's next on Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 16th. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 62 degrees on this Friday morning. Tuition may be going up at most public universities in Kansas next year. Five of the six schools asking the State Board of Regents to allow increasing charges next fall. Vice President of Operations Kelly Heine says Emporia State is the only school not requesting an increase.
Particularly over the last 3 years, we have assessed the entire university enterprise for efficiencies. We have identified areas where we can streamline costs, where we can reduce what we were spending.
Other schools provided various reasons for needing an increase: inflation, the need for new construction, the lack of international students, and a lack of funding from the state. President Donald Trump meeting with business leaders in Qatar before traveling to the United Arab Emirates yesterday. This report from Abu Dhabi.
The President's Day focused heavily on defense partnerships and the latest warning to Iran. President Trump confirmed that D.C. and Tehran are inching towards a nuclear deal, so he's optimistic the worst-case scenario can be avoided. For the first time in months, the president is also revisiting plans for a U.S. takeover of Gaza. Peace in Ukraine remains elusive. Putin blew off Zelensky for peace talks in Turkey, but the president is teasing a possible pit stop there.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey with that report. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Joan Tammany, executive director of ComCare Sedgwick County, tells KNSS News there's often a stigma attached to mental health treatment.
These are brain disorders. So, you know, the brain is part of the body. And so I want people to know that it's okay to get help. It's okay to ask for help. And particularly during Mental Health Awareness Month, it's not only should we be checking our own mental health, but we should be checking in on those we care about and making sure they're doing okay.
Joan Tammany is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. It's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. A judge in South Florida suspended in part for telling bad jokes from the bench.
Broward County Circuit Court Judge Gary Farmer, who's also a former Florida state senator, will be suspended without pay starting Monday night at 11:59. The Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission cited Farmer's exceptionally bad jokes, bias, poor attendance, and inappropriate courtroom behavior, including mocking defendants and quoting comedy sketches. Farmer has apologized, with his attorney saying the jokes were meant to lighten tension, reduce stress for criminal defendants, and show a sense of humanity. The panel says his conduct has damaged public trust in the judiciary. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A young student in Pennsylvania accused of handing out Jell-O shots to classmates.
The Greater Johnstown School District, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, says a kindergarten student at the elementary school gave out alcohol in the form of small Jell-O cups to three other students. The superintendent saying staff took immediate action once they found out. The kids were sent to the nurse's office for evaluation. EMS then took the kids to a local hospital where the district says their parents met them. It's not clear how the student got the boozy Jell-O cups, but the district says it's cooperating fully with local authorities, adding it is committed to transparency while describing it as an isolated incident. CJ Papa, Fox News.
8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Editor Kirk Seminoff's Wichita Business Journal update is on the way. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Emirates Global Aluminum is going to build a $4 billion plant in Oklahoma by the end of next year. That's in the Tulsa area.
Two.
More than 2,000 Starbucks baristas go on strike. They're protesting the new dress code.
One.
Russia and Ukraine holding their first direct peace talks in 3 years, although amid very low expectations. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I was going to say that the traffic volumes were calming down quite a bit, but taking a look at some of those traffic cameras out there right now, east and westbound Kellogg between Seneca and Meridian, and we've still got some fairly heavy traffic there. So just some areas that you have to watch out for. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into the weekend. Looking at a high today of 83 degrees on a mostly sunny and warm day. It's pretty much the same throughout the entire weekend. Clear tonight, low down to 51. Mostly sunny tomorrow on Saturday, high 82. Partly cloudy Saturday night, low down to 60. Then looking at Sunday, we need to pay attention. A 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms by Sunday afternoon. A gusty wind out of the southeast and a high of 84 degrees on Sunday. currently in Wichita. We have a sunny sky, a breeze out of the west. It is 64 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, on our way to a high of 83. You know what? This would be a great day, maybe go for drinks after the work on Friday to the Monarch. And you got live music every Friday and Saturday at the Monarch, starting at 8 p.m., too. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch at 579 West Douglas, right there at the roundabout in historic Delano. 852 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it is time for a local business update from editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Couple commercial real estate items to mention. Prairieland Partners, the agricultural equipment dealer with locations in Wichita and Andale, is planning on building a 60,000-foot facility in Goddard. Company officials tell the city of...
Taco to go, taco to...
And a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
We just need you.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to...
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
Goddard, the project will create 40 jobs for the new location at the corner of 215th Street West and Highway 54. The company is requesting $14 million from Goddard in industrial revenue bonds to help with construction costs. An outdated industrial facility on West Harry will get new life. Wham Capital plans to remodel 140,000 square feet into speculative space with a desire to attract businesses to the area. Warehouse, distribution, and manufacturing are the goals once the renovations are complete. Wichita City Council has approved $5 million industrial revenue bonds to help with construction costs there. And Ted, the weekly print edition of the Wichita Business Journal hits mailboxes today. This week's cover story is a look at the rebound of Automation Plus, the West Wichita company that specializes in product identification and software. A fire in the facility 2 years ago put Doug and Cheryl Wolford's company on its heels, but it's fought back with the help from friends and neighbors through the recovery process and is going full steam ahead. You'll also find the rest of the week's business news, and on our website today is our latest BizTalk podcast, this week with Jeff Arnsdorf, the CEO of Village Travel. It's a good conversation about that company's massive growth in the last dozen or so years. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Isn't it true that the BizTalk podcast you did with me is still the number one rated one of all time? Is that true?
Yes, and in fact, on Spotify and Apple Music, it's still number one globally over the past 5 years. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not true, but I'm just putting it out there. You know,
hey, Ted, you know, we're talking about Village Charter and Village Travel. They started in 1980, and think back to your middle school and high school days. Were you one of the cool kids who climbed on a Village Charter and took ski trips to Colorado?
And what do you think? I was
neither
I was sitting at home reading, you know, Little House on the Prairie.
I was at home reading the sporting news.
See,
so, yeah, that's what we were doing.
Kirk, I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it, Ted.
There he is. That's editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. Don't forget, after we are done, the Glenn Beck program is next from 9 to 11 every weekday with Steve and Ted. So we're glad you've been with us here on this Friday morning after Glenn Beck. You got the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend.
Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
Taco to go.